No, we're still too evil.
Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Ohiwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohiwa, and I hope you all are having a nice evening. Tonight, my featured guest is Copus. But before I get started, for all you artists out there who would like to get your music played on the IL radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelcnt.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelcnt.com.
All right. Back on August the 25th of 2022, I featured this band on my special segment, All About Jazz, Part 1. Tonight, I have them on with me tonight. I have the jazz band Copus and two of its members, Royal Kent and Wendy Loomis. How are you folks doing this evening?
Doing just well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This is great. We're doing great.
I'm so happy that you were able to join me this evening and to find out a little bit more about you guys. So, my question is...
Well, we're happy to reveal all.
Thank you. My question is... Your name, Copus, it's a unique name. How did you go about choosing that name for the band?
Well, as it turns out, it was in the form of a dream. And a dream I had one night, I mentioned it to Wendy, and as if I thought that she should know what it is. And she liked the idea, and she put an acronym to it, Creation of Peace Under Stars. So we just ran with it.
Okay. Why that acronym, if you don't mind me asking, Wendy?
I think that, well, a bunch of things were happening. Ron and I have been working together for a long time, and I think that we both had done a lot of artistic pursuits in other ways before we met, him doing poetics and me writing music and having different bands. But I think we both were looking for something where we could use the word with the music in a truly balanced and collaborative way. So it almost became a representation, sort of a symbol of wanting to have a larger sense of justice in the world, that the messages we put out are really positive, even though there are days and looking around the world where you think, wow, okay. So the Creation of Peace Under Stars was our attempt and our gift to lift people up a little bit and to make them think, in addition to being entertained, also being enlightened and lifted.
Yeah, sort of where we plant our flag in the scheme of things.
All right. How long has Copus been around industry?
Well, we started writing material together. In other words, actually, we started with poetry that I had already written, and music that she had already composed. And when we decided to work together, there was one particular piece that once we tried it together, it fit so well, and we've been writing together ever since. So it just took place, as it were, kind of naturally.
Yeah, that was a very interesting piece. It was, I had just got back from doing some traveling in Chile, and I wrote a piece that was very, had a lot of Latin rhythm to it. And then Royal had a poem called Top the Peaks that was very powerful. And when we tried it, not only did it work together, the length was the same, the dynamic changes were the same, the rhythmic structure of his words with what I had written were the same. So we definitely took it as a sign that this was destined to be. We needed to do more things, and so everything blossomed from there. And we've had many amalgamations of the band. It's always been Royal and me, but we've had so many different players of every instrument, every ethnicity, age group, religious belief, from the wide spectrum, and also musically different levels of training, different approaches, from people who are really classically trained to people who learned in drum circles, and everything in between. So it's been an amazing journey. So I think the name of the band kind of led us to fulfill itself.
Now, with you saying that, this is for both you guys. Do you guys play any instruments yourselves in the band, or do you do any of the vocals as far as any of the singing, if you do any singing on any of the songs that you guys perform and produce?
Well, Wendy, of course, plays the piano and writes the music. Whatever artists that are in the group at any given time always lend to the arrangements and contribute in that sense. I do the spoken word aspect of it, and I write the lyrics. However, we have had vocalists oftentimes that contribute to the sound and bring the singing element to the table.
Okay. For you, Kent, how do you bring your poetry to life in your music that you guys perform?
How do we bring it to life? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I think a lot of that comes with the rehearsals, and that very often one of us will start the germ of an idea, either Royal's words or something musically that I come up with, and we say, oh, let's put this with this, and then we bring it to the band, and then people in whatever instrument, if you're playing the bass or the violin or drums, you think, okay, well, here's the structure of it. How do I contribute to it? So to me, a lot of the real power comes during rehearsals and arrangements, so that by the time we get to the stage, it's very tight. It's a lot of people do spoken word with improvised music, which is fine and lovely, but that's not really what we do. There's a structure always, and there are some spaces where you can take a solo or do some improvisation, but basically things are structured, and so the life, the power of the life comes from all that work, so that by the time you get to the stage, it's just joy and energy.
But interestingly enough, oftentimes people ask us if we are improvising, mm-hmm. because, you know, we run a pretty tight ship, as Wendy mentioned, in rehearsals and keeping a rehearsal schedule all of these years. And so that it's almost, by the time we have the sound where we want it, it's fairly seamless. And so it almost sounds improvised, yet at the same time it's highly structured.
With that being your guys's process, when you are performing live, do you include your audience in any way? Have them interact with you guys?
We have had a couple things just that are kind of fun. Like we have a piece called The Fool. And one time at rehearsal, we had finished it and we had just seen, what was the group with Sterngrove? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
We had just seen a live band of the people who do that classic song of Everybody Plays the Fool. And so we took that little segment and put it at the end, and then we encouraged people to sing along at the end of the song. And that was really a nice thing because the audience, everybody knows that song, and it made sense. So that was kind of fun.
Now, I've read that you guys are considered a Renaissance funk band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you say that Renaissance funk band means to you guys?
Well, it sort of blends the old with the new in the sense that the poetry aspect of it harkens back to even kind of Shakespearean allegory all the way up to in your face lyrics of a contemporary hip hop artist, for example. So in that sense, it has a quality of being, I don't know, like I say, almost Shakespearean sometimes. So that's where the Renaissance aspect of it, and then the funk aspect being, you know, the rhythmic patterns, the driving tempos mixed with more lush lullaby type instrumentation. So in that sense, it is a Renaissance because we're bringing it right into the 21st century. But we're adding the funk element of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
All right. With your album Dilemma, when did you release this album, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so it's been a long time coming. We finished the recording and the mixing and mastering about a year ago. And then the process of doing, this is the first time we've done vinyl. We've always done CDs. So little did we know that the demand for vinyl on top of the post-pandemic time is incredibly backlogged because young people are just buying vinyl like crazy, and the manufacturers can't really keep up with the demand. So it's been a quite a long delay to actually get the physical part finished. But the release, we released the single, Fillmore, I believe that was in, I don't remember the date, probably July somewhere, August. And in order to promote the upcoming release. So technically it's already been released. It's in the world. It's online, but the vinyl has taken longer. So our release party is next Friday, the 15th, and
Saturday,
the 15th, sorry. And, where the actual physical vinyl albums will be available.
Okay. And you did mention your latest single. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play that. Oh, I'm sorry. Not that one. One of the ones that is on your album. Excuse me about that. And that is Personality. And that's by my featured guest, Copus, and the two members, Royal Kent and Wendy Loomis.
Of human form comes the word to all Jap children, not just some. It's the sound the siren cries and is the rage of the storm. The powers and potencies of the one who reigns below as above, through the agencies of peace, love, modifies the conditions of the effects, which lets us all know that without question we're traveling upon the right road as we carry upon our backs this most heavy load. All the way to the waiting sea. From the word, the divine sign, wrapped in the shroud of spirit benign, comes memories of bouncing upon clouds and screaming aloud in sheer exultation of the solar light beneficence surpassing all expectation of our everyday dreams and our everyday social relations. Somewhere between our ears, it comes to you and me. And there stands the pillar of a man who is holding in one hand the key to a far-off land, while in the other he holds his umbrella in which to hide himself from the rain, in which he sees the pain in the reflection of his very own name. But despite all of his dreams, it's a sure bet he must get wet. Even despite all of the muscles on this fellow, getting so very hard for some of us to remember when the times like these had never been, where justice is at the end of a pen that could only scribble out words so thin. In their small world, the losers win. But they know not what it means to be victorious, to master oneself, or to reign as true king, true queen, true king, true queen, true king, true queen, true king, true queen, true.
Every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. All right, for all my listeners out there, that song I just played was Personality, and it's by my featured guest this evening, Copus, and two of the members. I have Royal Kent, and I have Wendy Loomis. Personality, mm-hmm. I hear most songs have a story behind them. Was there a story behind Personality?
Yeah, musically, I wanted to do one piece that was the rhythm was the driving force, so that everybody would get a chance to really stretch out, and it's the least, in a lot of ways, the least structured. The only thing that binds all the musicians together is keeping that same pulse rhythm. But then you can go anywhere, and I love chromatics, which for non-musicians is basically moving in half steps, smaller steps, up and down. And so there's a big use of that. And so the energy of that drive, to me, was what worked. I had heard Royal's poem, and it had so much imagery and so many different impressions that were happening. I wanted to have the music also have just a gazillion impressions, but quick. Like just sometimes when the bass clarinet would go, that's just one little idea, and there it is, and then it's gone. It's just an ephemeral thing.
Yeah, lyrically, I wanted to address some of the, some of the policies that prey upon the poor and the weak in society that we witness every day, especially here in the U.S., but really all over the world with dictators and whatever. And the idea is that, you know, it's really about the people, and for them to write laws that hurt the very people that laws are supposed to uplift, but rather they corner them into holding them back. It just rubbed me the wrong way. So I don't like to I don't like to be critical, or negative. So instead I choose to do rhyme and point out certain things, and those things should elevate the individual or give them at least a degree of positivity that that perhaps they don't get in their day-to-day life. That's why we say, for they know not what it means to be victorious, to master oneself, or to reign as a true king or a true queen.
All your music and the lyrics, do they always have a meaning behind each word and each musical note, I should say, when you're writing?
Yeah, I think there's always some are more specific than others. There's always an idea behind it. We have some pieces that are more sweet. There's a piece called To Crow on the new album, and it's really a lovely lyrical kind of classical piece, and the lyrics are beautiful. It's a love of nature. So there's a theme, and they can vary, and that's quite different message from personality. But yes, I think each piece has a mini story to it that is being told through the music and through the words.
Does the story in total, the whole entire album? So, like you said, each one has a mini story. Does it complete a bigger story in the end?
I think the dilemma, I don't know if you can see the artwork, the cover. We have a beautiful artwork designed by Daniel Ellis. It's a scales, and on one side is the heart and on the other side is the brain. But the whole background around it are the stars and nebula and comets and beautiful purple and dark colors and rich. And I think the dilemma is the dichotomy always of humans, which is the balancing of the heart and the mind, and how that's just a constant thing we have to watch, because if one takes over, things get out of balance. And so, yeah, that's the bigger theme of the album.
Okay. Now, did you do a lot of collaborating with anyone on this particular album and on any of the songs?
Oh, yes. There are eight guest artists on this album. Everything from vocalists to rap, hip-hop artists, multi-instrumentalists that you heard on Personality, for example, the various horns is actually one person playing three different instruments, trumpet, bass, clarinet, and saxophone. And then there are other vocalists involved as well. We also have some violin in the mix. What else, Wendy?
So guitar, congas, the quartet, which is basically the core of the group right now, is Roy and me plus Patrick Mahon on bass and LaVon Washington on drums. So the four of us, and then plus the eight guest artists. So there were 12 people involved, plus Jimmy Hobson, who was the recording engineer at Marin West. So yeah, lots of collaboration and coordination both. For example, the guitarist you'll hear when we play Fillmore, he actually lives in New York, and we're part of an organization called Indie Collaborative, which is a group of 2,000 plus musicians from around the world who are independent artists, and there we perform at various events with them, and we met this wonderful guitarist, but him in New York and us in San Francisco. The great thing is that you can record remotely and then mix everything in. So, so yeah, there's just been a lot of wonderful input. And the age range I find really fascinating. The youngest person on the album was 20, and the oldest is, I believe, 84. I'm pretty sure he's 84, the person on Personality. So the 64-year age range, I think, is pretty cool.
You did mention Fillmore. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and we're going to play that latest single off your
okay.
album, Dilemma. This is Fillmore, and it's by Copus. And the two members that I have with me this evening, that is Royal Kent and Wendy Loomis. Enjoy.
In the Fillmore, we're talking San Francisco lore, where music legends lived and worked before. Cranking out diamonds, gold, silver, pearls galore, leaving us always wanting more. Like stars that shine forevermore, their faces seem to always be painted against an eyesore. Well, the winds of change are like an open door. There you can hear their names always to be remembered, most certain and sure, like the sound of a distant roar. Over in the Fillmore.
People remain hope refrain that them lines off the verge of pain, but it brings power to grow the same. No more fame in Messiah's name.
In the Fillmore, we're talking San Francisco lore. Miles, Monk, Duke, Bird, Dizzy, and John Coltrane, they wrote the score. Sarah, Nina, Billy, Ella, Dinah, and Carmen, they sang the songs we admire and adore. You had Alabama, Elsie's, Havana Club, Jimbo's, Bot City, the Blue Mirror, beloved venues of yore. Cultures coming together, hanging with each other. You had rich and poor. Sounds every night, folks looking right in the clothes they wore, and everybody knew the score.
In the Fillmore, I feel more, walking down these streets, history in my blood and through these beats. Clubs closed, but real flows, no blues in your shoes. You can feel greatness call to you, the energy, the sound, the truth. Whether on stage or in the booth, you nod your head, that's proof. And as we build more on the backs of those that came before, no time for moving slow. Waves crashing on the shore, that's a real force. We're the best, know what we're here for. The games we play, the thrill, the score. Need more, see more, be more. Let that open up your mind like real doors. In a world where being yourself is a real chore, never just another day in Fillmore.
In San Francisco lore, black-owned banks, bakery shops, record shops, barber shops, gas stations, and grocery stores. There was nothing they wanted for. It was a thriving community with an unfinished history redeveloped for some unknown mystery, destined to become a metaphor. For the Harlem of the West was laid to rest by eminent domain who claimed, "It's mine, not yours." Only to become known as the Phil. No more.
Hey, my name is Al, and you are now listening to In the Know with Oheniwa, highlighting independent artists in their music.
All right, everyone. And those that may just be tuning in, the song I just played was Fillmore, and it was by the jazz band Copus, who's my featured guest this evening, and the two members that I have with me this evening, Royal Kent and Wendy Loomis. Fillmore, what was so special about this particular piece to both of you?
Fillmore, in San Francisco, back in the 40s and early 50s, was known as the Harlem of the West. And all of the jazz players from around the country would come and stay in the Fillmore, and there was music every night, and all of the jazz greats at one point or another played the Harlem of the West, that circuit known as the Harlem of the West. And it was like the poem says, it was a thriving community. And during the 60s, the powers that be in San Francisco thought it was best to, quote unquote, redevelop the area. So basically they tore down all of the clubs. They tore down a lot of Victorian homes in the area and left it for dead, basically. And so it was a real crime against humanity, as far as I'm concerned. And but at the time, people were out. The neighborhood was thriving. Today, it's kind of gentrified, and nothing really happening, no music or anything. So we wanted to tell the story a little bit.
Yeah, I think musically, I wanted to keep it, of course, in the basic jazz structure. It has a blues structure, but there's a couple quirky chord changes that people are used to just playing straight ahead 12-bar blues. Get a little thrown, which is good. That's what I like to throw in, something like that. I grew up in the East Coast, and my mother was a music lover. So we'd go to New York all the time and classical, and she loved jazz. And she liked that a certain beat in jazz where you had to snap your finger. And I wanted to have that feeling in there. So it really worked nicely. And then we wanted a singer, and we found a young singer who came and added her lovely voice. And she said, "Do you mind if my brother does rap? Would it be okay if he did a little bit of rap in the middle?" And so we worked on that and made that be part of it. And I think what's great about that is it's a reflection of the old and the essence of the Harlem of the West. But the rap brings it to a contemporary level as well, and so it's a fusion of different time periods.
So, with this album that you've created, Dilemma, is a lot of these pieces taking place back of the early 40s, early 50s, or is it a mixture of a little bit of current today?
I think Fillmore is probably the most retro, maybe personality, but I grew up in classical, so there's some pieces that are actually quite classical. But that's what part of the Renaissance funk idea that we call it is that the Renaissance is a rebirth time, and but it also has some classical elements to it. So that part of me will always be in there. Some of the pieces are very contemporary. The first piece, The Dilemma, the title track, is very driving and contemporary fusion jazz, I would call it, sort of Herbie Hancock thing. And Grains of Sand also has that sort of driving Chick Corea feel. So some of them are contemporary, but never really what I call a pop, it's not pop music, but but there's definitely different flavors all the way through, and that's what we wanted to have, is to have an eclectic nature to the whole.
Yeah, each track has its own style, its own rhythm. So it's very diverse in that sense.
Okay. Now, for the listeners out there who follow you guys and those that are listening for the first time, what is it that you want them to get from your music when they're listening to it? What is it that you're wanting them to take hold of when they're listening to you guys?
For me, I think what we talked about a little bit earlier is that you can enjoy it and it can be fun and you can tap your foot and you can dance to it. But at the same time, I think for me, I always want to leave people in a better place than when they sat down, either to listen at home or to go to a live show, that somehow your spirit is raised, maybe whatever problem that you're dealing with, it's got a solution now, or you at least are calmer and can deal with it. So I think we are very much about bringing something positive. There's a piece called Truth that was basically came out of the post Trump era. So that you can take something that's even a negative and doesn't work very well and create something positive. And so if we can pass that message along to people who are listening, that's great.
Yeah, and the basic idea is to offer solutions. Like, for example, when you watch a film, you know, you get something from the imagery. So the poetry has a lot of imagery to it, and we've had people say that. As much as they listen to the music, they're experiencing a lot of imagery in their head, you know, and a lot of it is beautiful imagery. So there's that element as well. It has kind of a the same quality as a good film. Each track could be a mini film as well as a musical statement.
Okay. Your music is, when listening to it, it relaxes you, it calms you down, and if you close your eyes, it takes you to another place.
There it is.
Because I was listening to Fillmore, and it kind of took me back to the era of the jazz of the late 40s, the little clubs, the little hole in the walls,
mm-hmm.
That they had back then, with all the smoke and all that back in the day that you've seen in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lady Sings the Blues and all that. So it kind of took me back
mm-hmm.
there. So if you just close your eyes and sit down and listen to it, it will take you to another place. And I'm assuming that is what you guys were looking to do with this album.
Every time. You're so right. That's precisely what we try to achieve each time we go out. And by the way, if any of your listeners happen to be in San Francisco next weekend, October 15th, be sure and come out to the vinyl release party. We're going to have a grand time. And listening to Copas is one thing, but experiencing the live event is a whole another thing altogether.
Yeah, I would just add on to that, too, that if you're in Reno, right?
I am.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not that far a drive. There's no snow yet. So come up over the hill. And if any of your listeners want, actually going to be in San Francisco and want to come to the show, we can offer two free tickets. But you have to say that you heard this show and send us an email and we'll get you on the list.
Okay. Did you want to go ahead and give them that information, that email address right now?
Sure.
So
the website is copusmusic.com, copusmusic.com. So if you send an you can go to the website, or you can just send an email directly to hello@copusmusic.com and say, hey, we heard you on the L Infinite show, and we want to come. So we'll hook it up for you.
Well, you know what? Our time has gone by quick. I want to thank you both for being on with me this evening.
Thank you. This was great. We really enjoyed it.
Before I let you guys go, is there anything you would like to say to the audience, or any shout outs you would like to give to your band members, or anything?
I think I would just say, especially to artists of any kind out there, or anybody who's struggling through this after the pandemic or whatever you're going through, just keep at it and do something creative, do something positive, or get around some people who are positive, because it's essential we all lift each other up. And so that would just be my message.
And I'd like to throw in that what has kept us going all of these years is having a steady rehearsal schedule, as unimportant as that may seem, because what we found is that with a weekly rehearsal schedule, we tend to attract great players, and you know, for however long they participate and contribute to the production, it's great. And then if someone has to move on, they move on, and someone else comes in, and we've got a whole nother sound going. And so that weekly steady rehearsal schedule is what has kept Copus going for the past 20 years.
I want to thank you for being on with me this evening. And I hope you guys have a nice evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ohinua, and also L in the background there. This has been really good. So keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I will. I want to thank all my guests, and I want to thank all my listeners for listening with us tonight. My next show is on October the 13th at 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be featuring Nerd by Devo. Also, make sure you check out Music Showcase that aired on Sunday, October 1st, 2022. And that show is hosted by IL Show creator and producer L, and broadcast the first Saturday of each month at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So before I end the show this evening, please listen to this.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
All right, everyone. We've come to the end of the show. I hope you all enjoyed my featured guest this evening, Copus, and the band members that came on and joined me, Royal Kent and Wendy Loomis. You all have a nice evening. Good night.
And you know what's so cool, y'all.